Welcome to a very special new season of podcasts from EAD, the Environment Agency Abu Dhabi. My name's Tim Elliott, and I'm one of the presenters of the EAD podcast, Naturally Educated, along with Abdulrahman Al-Zabi, who you'll be hearing more from throughout this special series. So this is episode one of a special season called A Week at WEC. We're going to be looking back at and celebrating a milestone in environmental thinking and education, the 12th World Environmental Education Congress 2024 held in Abu Dhabi. Now, under the theme, Connecting People, Creating Tomorrow, WEC 2024, as it's affectionately known, was an event characterized by deepened dialogues, expanded horizons, and the continual strengthening of our global environmental education community. At the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre, ADNEC, we witnessed an array of sessions and discussions that pushed the boundaries of conventional thinking in environmental education. From thought-provoking plenaries to hands-on workshops, there's no doubt that the four-day event was a testament to the dedication and innovation of environmental educators and professionals worldwide. It was also an event directly aimed at young people, incorporating the Youth Environmental Education Congress that welcomed and encouraged the youth voice. And we'll be hearing a lot more from some of those youth voices in the upcoming episodes in this season. In fact, we're kicking off with a young podcaster entrepreneur and one of EAD's truly trailblazing real-life young research scientists.
First of all, Sara Al-Mahari, lovely to meet you. Nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And to my right, Maryam Al-Ansari is here as well. Maryam is a podcaster. We'll find out more about you in a minute, but welcome, Maryam.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
Nice to see you. Sara, you're here at the event. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all.
All right. Hi, my name is Sara Al-Mahari. I'm from Environment Agency Abu Dhabi, and I'm one of the first Emirati women working at a research vessel full-time. It's actually like very exciting, and it's like an out-of-the-box work, you can say. And to be honest, like I would like people to know more about this research vessel and its facility and like what we have for the youth here in the UAE.
You say research vessel. I mean, that kind of strikes me that you must spend time at sea, away from home, doing a job that is very unlike jobs that most of us do. Am I along the right lines here? Are you always offshore looking for stuff?
Yes, I've actually just came back from a 25
wow.
days, I mean.
Okay, and what were you doing? What were you researching? What were you trying to find out?
It was like a diverse kind of research. We had like water quality, fisheries assessment, and even air quality.
Abdulrahman.
That's brilliant.
That's so, not the usual day job, is it?
Not at all. I mean, I wish I had that job, frankly. Got it.
Tell me about it.
Do you manage to do any other activities while you're there, or just research-based and...
No, like we have movie nights, we sometimes,
wow.
Yeah, and we sometimes like do picnics outside, we paint.
Mashallah, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it is fun.
But do you think it's hard being a woman and you're out there alone in the sea?
Come on, it's 2024.
No, in the sense that your parents are very, especially from a community and the cultural settings that we come from, our parents are very protective of us.
To be honest, I'm very grateful for my parents. They're the one that actually pushed me to go into this field.
Mashallah.
Yeah.
Maryam makes a really good point, though, because, I mean, traditionally, regardless of culture or heritage or legacy, these kinds of jobs have, I don't want to say traditionally been male, because just because you're male doesn't mean you do it better, but they've generally been male-dominated, I think it's fair to say. Is that reasonable?
To be honest, like, I do get like homesick sometimes, but like I always think like what I'm doing, I'm helping my country, and like it gets me back to shape and makes me work more.
Mashallah.
I want to ask you about how you got into the field in a minute, actually, but I'm going to come to Maryam because I'm interested in you, Maryam, because you came bursting into the booth, the podcast booth here, and says, "Hi, I'm a podcaster, and you're an entrepreneur, and all sorts of things." Tell us about yourself. Tell us about you.
My full name is Maryam Al-Ansari. I do have a podcast called Pathfinders, and this is my first time being on a podcast as a guest. So yeah, I feel like I'm on the other side now.
How are we doing? Are we being okay with you?
Well, you could do better, but okay.
We'll probe a little
bit more. I'm kidding. No, it's going great, and I think coming in and everything, like whenever I see podcast or just like a mic, it just attracts me. Mm-hmm. And so it really attracted me to come in here and be like, you know what, I have a podcast. Can I do it? Or do I be the host or something? It just like for the sake of doing it and for the sake of doing what I'm passionate about and having conversations. And I think that's what a podcaster is all about.
It kind of matches what we're trying to do at the event here, because you only find out stuff if you talk to people, and that's really what podcasts are. And it really is just storytelling. And what we're hoping for at the event here is to share ideas, share stories. And maybe that gets us a little bit further forward,
Have deep, meaningful conversations, not like just the surface-level conversations where it's like, hi, how are you? But actual conversations that can make a difference or shift your perspective.
Well, that's another point that you make, actually, because generationally, I'm a little older than you. Not much, just a little.
A little, yeah.
Added up your ages, I'd still be older than both of you. But it's a really interesting point, because generationally, you are fed content on social media, which tends to be 10, 15, 20 seconds long. It tends to be really quick. You maybe don't get the whole story. What do you think about that? Because there's something that really interests me. You do podcasts. You're looking for more information. You're clearly hungry to get to the truth, I suppose.
Mm. Well, in some sense, there's always, if you're talking from a social media perspective, there's always this trend of, okay, sometimes we want to watch small, short content videos, then we want to watch long content videos. But there has been a boom in podcasting. And I believe that, in my opinion, and in my research, whatever I've done, is because we want more now. We want to know exactly what you mean, and we want to explore the truth, because there are so many opinions and voices out there that it kind of just creates so much voices out there that you don't really know which one is the right one. And so these kinds of long content makes you realize why that person is thinking what they're thinking, rather than me making a statement that climate change is real. I want to put down, and that's like a short content. In the long content, I can actually give out researches and data and prove that why climate change is real. And so I think that shows a lot of credibility, and that's why a lot of people are headed towards and interested in podcasting or long form of content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a nice thing to hear, actually. Let's bring our scientists back in at this point. Let's go back to Sara. You're here at the World Environment Education Congress. What are you looking to get from here? What's made you come down here today and attend sessions and to wander around the stalls and the booths? What are you looking to do?
To be honest, like, my main purpose, like I'm targeting women, to be honest. Like, I want them to know about this research vessel. I want them to know that there are female working in this field. Mm. So, yeah, my main purpose is showcasing the research vessel to the world.
You do inspire us, to be honest.
Ah, thank you.
What about you, Marianne? What's brought you here, apart from the chance to come and do more podcast work? But what is it about this specific event that interests you?
Well, when COP28 happened, there was a huge focus on climate change and everything related to that during the past year. And that's when I really, really realized the impact of what's happening with climate change and how we have to be very engaged as youth. Because as you were mentioning, that my father, who's 85 years old, doesn't understand that and doesn't accept that climate change is real.
He thinks it's all made up.
Yeah, and a lot of people are out there who don't even have that, like what do you call wa'i in Arabic?
Awareness
of climate change. And that's a huge gap between, especially with the age limits that come in. Like, we are there on social media, our elders are not there. And so we representing that youth and bridging that gap is very important, not just for the elder, but for my younger siblings. And so it really, really made me realize that these environment conferences are very important, and not just to, and you know, there's a saying that a picture or a word nowadays is the it's worth a lot, like it's the sword of today. And so me representing here or trying my best to represent the environmental challenges that whatever we have is my way of being that sword in the market.
Can you tell us more about Pathfinders? What do you cover? What kind of subjects?
So Pathfinders, we shed light on successful individuals in the UAE, regardless of their nationality, but we do have a special emphasis on UAE nationals. And the reason I say we have a special emphasis on that is because we want to see role models. We see success as, or failure as, something that is, you know, there's a stock dive in Silicon Valley, and, oh, there's a tech giant coming out. So we see success as that, but we don't realize that success is here. Mm-hmm. There's also failures here, but we don't have the right role models to look up to and really understand what it is to be successful and to be happy and to be, you know, out there and making a name for yourself. And so this way, in the podcasting and interview way, I shed light on these people in hope that one day another person could see them as a role model.
Hmm. And have you met people that are successful within the environmental education sphere? Have you?
Yeah.
Can you highlight a person that you've interviewed?
So I haven't interviewed her yet, but I really find her very, very inspiring. I think she's 14 years old or 15 years old. She was like part of the COP28 ambassador as well. I think her name was Labia.
Oh, I've heard about her.
Yeah, she's very inspiring. Like, even though I haven't gotten her on podcast or whatever, mm-hmm. but I see her as successful. Why? Because not because she has money or whatever, but she has used her voice to influence others. And so in my opinion, that is successful.
Is she the one like all over TikTok page?
She has like beautiful eyes.
That's very good description.
Like, she's beautiful.
I have to go to Laura.
We'll find a picture of her. Yeah. She's like the Greta Thunberg of the UAE, maybe. Sounds
definitely
to me.
Really? Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, making waves. See, this is the thing. At a young age like that, you can have a platform now.
And I'm so sorry to cut you off, but like, you know, Greta Thunberg goes out there, and I really see this as a differentiation of other countries and our countries. Greta Thunberg goes out there in the movement and marches down the roads of New York and whatever. Mm-hmm. But we can't really do that in the UAE. But we can use our voices in a different way. And so this difference has to be communicated in a correct way. Mm-hmm. And I think she's doing a great job at that.
Yeah. And the potential audience is just as large as Greta Thunberg, because social media allows that. And if you can go viral on TikTok at 14, the sky's the limit, surely. Yeah. Finally, I want to ask each of you one very simple question, just to finish. And Mariam, I'll come to you first of all. We're at this event. This is day one. What would you like to see come out of the conference? Ideally, what would be the best result from this conference here in Abu Dhabi?
I think and talking from this personal experience, we being here is an achievement enough. The reason why I would say that is me talking in front of a mic and then Sarah being here. We are here because our voices matter. And so if we just got all of these individuals to say something or record a video with them, it would make them feel like, okay, I matter in a way that my contribution can make a difference. And so for the next 4 or 5 days, I want to see that every single person gets a chance to voice their opinions and get that exposure so that they feel like, okay, they have a say in how things are moving forward.
Okay, and Sarah, I mean, that strikes me as being a great outcome, just being able to raise your voice. You're a scientist, you deal with the environment every day in a very practical way, and you see the impact, the direct impacts that we have on the environment. Would you echo what Mariam's, what would you add to what Mariam said?
To be honest, here in the UAE, I think our voice are being heard. I think like they are hearing us, especially the youth. We do have our responsibility and they are highlighting us. Especially, I don't know if you guys have seen it or not, in COP28, it was mostly all youth. They're the one that they were talking. Mm-hmm. Especially on my perspective, I'm just 22 years old and I have this huge responsibility of managing a research vessel. So I do think that we are being heard.
Sarah El-Mahebi, lovely to meet you. Thank you for coming to join us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Mariam El-Ansari, lovely to talk to you as well. Thanks for coming.
Likewise.
Mariam. Thank you.
Youth Voices at WEC and YEC. That's Sarah El-Mahebi, a real-life research scientist with the Environment Agency Abu Dhabi, and Mariam El-Ansari, Mariam's a podcaster and an entrepreneur involved in an AI startup, a new multi-language chat GPT type tech tool. Watch this space, I'd say. And that was episode one of A Week at WEC, the World Environmental Education Congress 2024. Now, next time on episode two, we'll hear more from four more of the young people making a difference to a more sustainable future in Abu Dhabi, with an all-female panel discussing the importance of environmental education.